Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is on the way out if the president-elect and the Republican Congress has their way, and it looks as if they might. However, that would make at least one local business owner very unhappy. If you're used to hearing big company owners and CEOs talk about how terrible and how financially strapped they've become as a result of the Affordable Care Act, this is the exception to the rule. Mike Roach is co-owner with his wife, Kim Osgood, of Paloma Clothing in Southwest Portland in the Hillsdale neighborhood, member of the Small Business Majority Small Business Council, wrote an op-ed piece in the Oregonian last week in support of the Affordable Care Act. It's headed, "I'm a small business owner and I support Obamacare." So I asked Mike, why?
Well, the Affordable Care Act has made it possible for us in our business to continue to pay 85% of our employees' health insurance premiums since about 2007. Now, the Affordable Care Act kicked in 2010, and we were actually about to have to reduce that percentage from 85% to as low as 50%. But when the ACA passed, it included a federal income tax credit to those small businesses that do pay at least 50% of their employees' health insurance. And through that tax credit, we were able to continue to pay 85% of our employees' insurance premiums. Without it, we probably would have dropped down, and we might have dropped. And when we dropped down, we might have lost the whole plan because those employees might not have been able to participate in the plan at a 50% contribution rate by them.
You also indicate you think your ability to provide this health insurance for your employees has led to an improved quality level of your staff. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. It's the longest serving staff we've had in all of our 42 years. It's absolutely the best, most experienced, most customer centric, most talented team we've ever had. And they've been with us such a long time that they actually know our customers personally. They know what they like in clothes and jewelry and accessories, and they're able to offer a level of customer service that no new employee could ever do. And it's actually been interesting to see the difference in our employee retention rate since we started our health insurance benefit. And again, I owe it to the ACA that we were able to continue to offer that benefit over the last 6 years since it came into being. But if you want to take great care of your customers, you can't do it with brand new employees. You've got to have a seasoned team that's able to offer that kind of customer service. Now more than ever, brick and mortar stores have to compete with customer service, or they're going to find their customers just buying on the internet. So.
Why do you suppose we hear from so many business owners, small business owners like yourself included, who have a problem with so-called Obamacare and who don't think it serves them well? Why does it serve your business well and others complain about it, do you think?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, the employer mandate was for businesses over 50 employees. So no small business has to offer health insurance to their employees. So it kind of baffles me that businesses that don't offer it and don't have to are complaining about it, because in fact, many of their employees are probably eligible for subsidies to get their own health insurance on their own in a way that they weren't prior to 2010. I think every business owner would like to have his or her employees able to have health insurance. And, you know, there are a lot of ways to do that, but a group health insurance policy is the route that we went down. I don't know. I think I don't understand why. I can't really tell you because I don't absolutely understand why so many businesses are against Obamacare. And I wonder how many of them really understood that they were eligible for a federal income tax credit were they to provide insurance for their employees. I think a lot of them maybe never even looked into it. Which is really sad because it was a great program. That tax credit has actually ended now. It expired in 2015, at the end of 2015. But we now know the value providing health insurance for our employees is so substantial that we will continue to provide 85% of our employees' health insurance out of our own pocket, if need be, as it really is now, because we know the value of it to our employees. They're our family. They value the benefit, and it makes a big difference in their lives, and it makes a difference in their being able to continue to work for us instead of having to leave us and go to Nordstrom's, for instance, to get that benefit.
Sure. Well, that said, are you not still concerned that the president-elect and Republicans have vowed to do away with the Affordable Care Act?
I'm very concerned about it because, in my view, they ought to be expanding it to include a greater variety of businesses that are eligible for the credit. It's got some limitations now, and that could be expanded to include a lot more small businesses. That's what I would like to see. I also think it's important that a ton of small businesses out there, their employees are only able to get health insurance because they're eligible for subsidies and can afford to buy health insurance through those subsidies. If those subsidies go away, a lot of small business owners around the country are going to have employees who have no health insurance, and that's not good for their business.
Mike Roach, co-owner of Paloma Clothing in Southwest Portland, the Hillsdale neighborhood. Mike, thanks for sharing your views with us today on KEX. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.